Beth McGrath's a director at Deloitte and former deputy chief management officer at the Department of Defense. Beth, some big changes potentially coming to your former job as a result of the National Defense Authorization Act. The issue of restructuring the office, according to the letter of the law, if the Senate passes this and the president signs it, as it appears both of those events will happen, what will change about the office of the chief information officer and the DCMO at the Department of Defense? Beth, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, well, and thanks for having me. And obviously, it's a topic near and dear to my heart. You know, what's interesting is the law really codifies, in my opinion, a lot of what has already been happening at the Department of Defense. From certainly when I was there, I worked very closely with the CIO's office. As we were standing up, frankly, the Deputy Chief Management Officer function, but also subsequently, you know, once I was in the position, you know, the DCMO and the CIO worked side by side on many, many issues. And certainly Secretary Work has, I think, brought the alignment of those two offices together even more deliberately and more strongly. With you know, Dave Tillotson as the current acting DCMO and Terry Halverson as the acting CIO, you know, those two are just working, I think, more and more closely together.
The major things that this bill changes, according to my colleague Jason Miller, Deputy Chief Management Officer will become the Undersecretary of Defense for Business Management and Information. This is to start in February 2017, according to the provisions of the law. What difference does that make that the job title is different and that the line of reporting will, in my understanding, change? Maybe I'm not correct about that.
Well, so I think the intent, and again, I'm speculating from the chair I currently sit in, is you know, the DCMO function really is the primary management function of the department, you know, working for the deputy secretary. And so, you know, to me, that nomenclature is, I'll just say, very natural. And information, be it technological, you know, command and control type information or business information, you know, business intelligence, whatever you want to call it, you know, those things go together with, I'll just say, effective and strong management. And so I actually do think it's natural to bring the nomenclature and then the functions together. As I mentioned, lots of synergies already between the organizations. And I think now they're really, I'll just say, blurring the lines even more between, if you will, the business mission of the department and the warfighting mission, because they are so closely linked.
The nomenclature indicates a change there, too, though, about at least the level of recognition that that job will have, it seems to me. And I wonder if it's particularly strong among Congress. There's certainly the Deputy Chief Management Officer position indicates a very high level of import. An Undersecretary of Defense position indicates to me, at least as an outside observer, this person is secondary really only to the Secretary and the Deputy Secretary as far as a level of importance and authority and autonomy that this person has over his or her area of the Department of Defense. Is that a fair read on my part, and is that an accurate way of looking at how people approach the titles?
So, you know, whenever you introduce a new function in any organization, it takes some time. But also when you introduce a function whose nomenclature is different than, I'll just say, the rest of the organization, you're both, you know, trying to explain, you know, this is what that is. The Deputy Chief Management Officer is unique titling from a, you know, from a, I'll just say, a federal government perspective. Most of the other organizations either have an Undersecretary for Management or Assistant Secretary for Management. And so, to be honest with you, I think the nomenclature now better aligns to how the rest of the department is you know, organized. It's a known organizational construct because, as you know, we've got undersecretaries. The DCMO was always an undersecretary-level position, as stated in the order of precedence and everything else. But now it has the right, I'll just say the name is now matches the rest of the organization. And I think the intent, anyway, in terms of the elevation of the position was to get at alignment and cross-functional integration. Because, you know, the chief financial officer, the acquisition technology and logistics, they are absolutely, you know, responsible for their complete vertical, if you will, from top to bottom. And but sometimes, you know, the cross-organizational, the horizontal, if you will, perspective is lacking, and that really was a lot of the emphasis behind standing up the DCMO, and now I think, you know, really giving somebody the ability to look across and then make decisions, you know, cross-functionally to align, you know, business processes, data, information, all those kinds of things, and to happen in a probably a more natural way, as natural as sort of cross-functional discussions happen.
Beth McGrath of Deloitte is a former Deputy Chief Management Officer at the Department of Defense. Why is it a logical or compatible fit to have the IT shop and the performance improvement shop under the same umbrella inside DOD, Beth?
Well, again, all from my perspective.
Sure.
The performance improvement officer responsibility, I think it was stood up through a 2008 executive order, to me, needs to have a very particular focus. I think outside of just the money people, many organizations put that function within their comptroller shop. But I think the department really took a perspective that, you know, there's, you know, how does the organization execute against its goals and priorities? And so it wanted to really elevate it, if you will, away from the comptroller, such that it obtained a broader perspective, if that makes sense.
It does.
And then with the IT, I would say, you know, it's such an enabler to everything the department does, from core mission to support of the core mission. I really think, you know, aligning sort of the CIO functions, if you will, also to business and management, and also performance is, again, from my perspective, a very natural alignment.
What is the skill set or the background experience that you expect to see someone, not necessarily even the person, whether it's Dave or Terry or somebody else who is the next person to take that job or those jobs, what do you expect that skill set or experience set to look like for somebody who'll be successful in this new undersecretary position, Beth?
Well, you know, it's quite the job, as you know, currently identified, and I think there aren't probably a lot of people who have the complete set of skills necessary. But given that you've got, you know, the information technology and the performance and the management, it really, to me, is like a chief operating officer of a corporation. And so I would think that, you know, people who have had those types of experiences, which, you know, span both, you know, how do I use the IT, how do I, you know, manage the organization and drive performance and, you know, mission execution is really important. So I think you really are looking for somebody who is multilingual, so can speak management, can speak technology, enough about each of the topics to then drive, you know, change from an efficiency and effectiveness perspective.
I'm just speculating, but I imagine that this undersecretary will then have assistant secretaries for business management and for information to be able to give him or her the kind of support that they need, which, I mean, I'm having a hard time imagining candidates who would go into that with years and years and years of experience in both areas. And so I'm guessing there will be assistant secretaries underneath to be able to fill in that support.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll guess along with you and say that makes sense to me, and that's, that wouldn't surprise me if that was also, you know, part of the organizational design. But given that the implementation is a couple years out, it actually gives the department some time to think through what's the most effective, you know, organizational design to take place to ensure you've got the right, you know, people and skill sets surrounding whoever's in the undersecretary job.
Okay, so war game with me a little bit then. Let's say you're still in the DCMO job and they decide to transition you over there. What would you like that to look like if you got to pick?
What would I like the organization to look like? I think
structurally, at least.
Yeah, so I would say that I certainly would surround myself with some of the brightest people ever. I think the management functions are areas where, you know, government can learn from industry. And so, you know, I would love some outside expertise, I'll say, in the mix, in addition to, you know, people who know the department really well, because I think that, you know, to execute commercial best practices is something that take some finesse in, you know, how do you apply those to government and defense specifically. And so I think the, you know, people who have driven change and performance in an organization deep also in at least somebody technology, all the cool innovative things that are happening in technology that can be deployed to the support functions. So I think that there's, I mean, I think there's a lot of great opportunities for people who perhaps haven't been in government before to come into government and to serve.